the best me is in shape, and the best me is a person who's exercising and is in a routine. And I find that when I'm exercising, I also sleep better and I eat better.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jay Croft, and welcome to the Optimal Aging Podcast, where we discuss the business of exercise, healthy living, and well-being for people 50 and over. Each week, we explore what healthy living means for millions of people over age 50 and what's coming next, with a focus on communications, content, and making powerful connections.
I went to a wedding out of town recently, and I met a man there who, well, he stood out in the crowd. I should say something on his hand stood out in the crowd. It was a World Series ring. Now, as a baseball fan, I couldn't help myself and instantly became a 12-year-old boy. "Wow, cool," I said. The man took it off his finger and asked if I wanted to try it on. And, you know, who would say no to that? Let me tell you something. A World Series ring is heavy and big and super impressive, as it should be, of course. The man who owns that ring is today's guest on the Optimal Aging Podcast. Tripp Keister is a former professional baseball player who's now a coach and manager for the Washington Nationals, the 2019 series champions. We spoke just a few days after my hometown Atlanta Braves won this year's series. Tripp was happy for his friends at the Braves, of course, and a delight to talk with, even if you're not a baseball geek. I invited him onto the podcast because at 51, Tripp remains in excellent shape, and he's still dedicated to exercise, eating right, sleeping well, in short, everything fitness and health professionals preach to their clients. So here's a former elite athlete who's still at it every day, of course, with different motivations and methods than he had, say, in his 20s, but Tripp's devotion to healthy living is impressive. Among the takeaways, you can't out-train bad nutrition. Sleep, water, and daily workouts are essential. And at this age, it's more important to work out the large muscle groups. All of which means, I guess, that I'm doing okay. Thanks, Tripp. Here's our conversation.
So listen, the reason I wanted to talk to you today is because I write about fitness for people over 50. Mm-hmm. And most people I talk to are what I would consider normal people, in the sense that either sure, they take okay care of themselves, or the years have gone by and suddenly they're in their 50s or their 60s or their 70s and they're realizing that they need to make some changes. But I want to talk to you because of your experience as an elite athlete, and because you're now over 50 yourself and you're still yeah, in great shape. So tell me a little bit about your journey on as far as it goes with fitness and having been in baseball all these years.
Yeah, you know, as an athlete and then through college, and then I got drafted to play professional baseball, you kind of always are on your routine. And for me, it was for my sport, for baseball. So I catered lifting and running and stretching and things of that nature all for baseball. So, for example, the throwing athlete doesn't need to do much behind the neck and, you know, pull downs behind the neck and things like that. So I always kind of adhered to that so that my arm would be okay. And I think I'm 51, so there's obviously been a lot more information out as in terms of strength training and for baseball. And, you know, the whole thing back when I was, you know, playing was you didn't want to bench press. That was bad. And now it's not really that way anymore. You don't want to put too much stress on your shoulder. It's not really that way anymore. And you can, you know, you don't want to obviously go crazy on your shoulder, but some of the core lifts, the bench and things of that nature are not as bad as they initially thought. So I do try to incorporate in my lifts now. I do some stuff that wasn't really appropriate for the throwing athlete when I supposedly appropriate when I was growing up or when I was kind of coming up. And but no, I still enjoy working out. I don't have the ability to do what I used to do, and I think we all recognize that as we get older. But you kind of find your what you like to do and try to push yourself and try to find some workouts that you like. And I just try to do that now, as opposed to the lifting, the regimented lifting that I had to do and working out that I had to do as a baseball player.
Right. So what's your workout like now? What do you do? How many times a week? That kind of thing.
So I try to do, well, in season, it's a lot easier for me when I'm managing my team, because we have a gym bus when we're on the road every day. And I just make sure I'm on that. And we have so the players go to the gym every day. And I make sure that I'm on that. And then we have a weight room at the stadium, so I can use that every day when we're at home. So I always, if we have a day game, I usually just can't do anything because I just don't have time. But I try to do something every day. What I try to do in a perfect world, Monday through Saturday with typical Sunday off would be an off day. So Monday I would do chest and tries or back and buys, you know, a large muscle group and then a smaller muscle group. And then the next day I would do whatever I didn't do. So let's say Monday chest and tries. I try to do three exercises of three or four sets. So I'll do end up being, and I just try to do, I don't care about weight. I try to do like 12 to 15 I want to get stronger and lift as much weight as I can, 12 to 15 times, but I don't cheat my form or anything, to try to get more weight. I don't really care about that anymore. I just want to get stronger. And I like feeling stronger, by doing, you know, some chest exercises and then some tricep exercises. And then I'll do like a 20 minute half hour cardio. I used to run a lot long, but I just can't do that as much anymore.
Why? Because be ready, your knees? Too hard on your knees?
No, because I get tired. And then for the game, I have to be mentally, I need to be on my game for the game. You know, I need to be sharp. And if I feel like I'm tired or whatever, I don't want to be tired for the game. So I just do what I can. And then I go out and start my day of batting practice and do my coaching and things like that. So,
what's your goal now with your fitness? Now that we're, like I said, we're over 50 and, you know, we're looking at the future and trying to take care of ourselves. What's your goal? Why do you still take care of yourself?
We'll be right back after a short break. Hey, everybody wants to bring in more money and to save time, right? Well, our friends at Nomly are here to help you improve your gym's communications with clients and grow your business. Join more than 300 fitness coaches who are doing more business with less work. Nomly helps to systematize and simplify gym operations by centralizing member data and communications so gym owners can increase their customer lifetime value, improve staff efficiencies, and raise the bottom line. This centralized communications tool helps you in lots of ways. It helps you orchestrate referral programs at the push of a button, helps you hold clients accountable with built-in two-way texting, and it lets you rest assured that all your clients' messages are being handled properly. Schedule a free consultation today at nomly.com/optimal-aging-podcast. That's Nomly, nomly.com/optimal-aging-podcast. Back to the show.
That's a great question. And I think it's one that I wrestle with at times, because it used to be, I wanted to look good.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a certain, you know, look and, you know, see my abs and things like that, you know, look. And it's gotten to the point where obviously everyone should want to look good for, you know, for their own personal, you know, but it doesn't have to be. You should be comfortable in your body, which I am, but the best me is in shape. And the best me is a person who's exercising and is in a routine. And I find that when I'm exercising, I also sleep better and I eat better. And that's a big deal for me, because, you know, one thing that you learn, and I always say to my players, I say it to anyone who listens, is you can't out-train bad nutrition. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it again. You can't out-train bad nutrition. If you're going to eat like crap, you're not going to be your best self, and it's going to be hard for you to work out. I try not to work out just so that I can eat like crap. I try to eat right. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of different diets for people that, and I'm not here to tell you. Mm-hmm. I know for me, my kryptonite is sugar. Mm-hmm. I have to watch, like when we check into hotels and they have those cookies that are warm and they're sitting there, man, I have a hard time saying no to that. You know, that's me. And so, you know, a lot of people will do the keto and all that stuff. And I've tried the intermittent and I can't do that. I can't. And the no carbs, you know, I can't do that. I cut back on my carbs, but I can't go no carbs. Yeah. I just can't do it. So I really have to watch my sugars, my between meal snacks, my portions, but that's a big deal for me. And when I'm doing that, you know, I'm exercising, it seems like it's easier to eat right and to make healthier choices. Yeah. That's the way I feel. And I hope, you know, sometimes people are like, they want to be perfect with their nutrition and they want to be perfect. And we're just not going to be, we're busy. We have lives, you know, it's hard, to do that. And you're going to make some mistakes with nutrition. But I feel like if you can maybe plan ahead, know you're going to be hungry at a certain time, have a snack. It's a healthier option. I try to bring that with me, bring like a sandwich or a pack of almonds or something that's a healthier type snack than just, you know, crushing a bunch of cookies or a bunch of, you know, whatever's there because you're so hungry. Yeah. That's how I'm better. Those are my choices that I do.
Right. So what's the big challenge that you feel now at this age? Is it just the time during the season, or is it eating right? Or is it, just the things your body can't do like you used to? What's the big
thing
for you?
I think that's a combination of what you just said for me. I know that I'm better when I get sleep, and I struggle. I mean, I struggle to sleep, and that's kind of my, I don't know why, but in the last, you know, 7 to 10 years, I've really struggled to be able to fall asleep but I need to get 7 to 8 hours. And then when I do that, it kind of makes me, and if you look at research, it says when you don't get sleep, then you don't eat right. And then you're crankier and you don't make healthier choices. And so the big thing for me is sleep and a lot of water. If I can do that, I feel better. I try to get a workout in every day, like do something every day. Sometimes I'm not as good as, I mean, I'm tired. Just like when I get older, I've gotten tired. You know, you have to listen to your body. I'm not what I used to be from an athlete standpoint. I'm around all these professional athletes that are in great shape. And it's like, I can't do it sometimes. I need to sit down. I need to recharge. But sleep, for me, it's three things. I need to get my sleep. I need to make sure I get some sort of exercise every day. And then I need to make healthier choices, nutrition and water. I need to drink a lot of water for me. That's a big deal. Those are my three. When I'm on my game if I can do that for a couple weeks and three a month, and I feel great. I start my body's and I feel better. I get better sleep. My workouts are better.
Yeah.
My outlook is better.
Yeah.
On everything. It affects your psychologically, it affects you in such a positive way as well. So
let me ask you, you know, being in sports, what, all these years, why do you think most people, most Americans don't exercise? They don't do anything. Certainly after our age, it gets to become a more serious issue, you know, because there's countless reasons why we need to be taking care of ourselves. And yet most people don't. Was it easier for you, you know, coming up the way you did, or I'm sure a lot of athletes just say, screw it, I'm done. I'm going to just, I'm happy like everybody else.
Sure. I mean, and I went through a little period when I was done playing, like, I don't want to lift any more weights. I've been forced to lift weights and I just want to do cardio. I have always enjoyed running. Not a long period of time, but I always enjoyed my 30 to 40 minute run, 25 to 40 minute runs. And it gets me a good thinking, it gets my brain going. And But then I realized that when you don't lift, lifting is really good for you. It's, you know, you don't have to lift hard, but you can lift your big muscle groups and get stronger. I feel better when I lift. And then I have to throw batting practice to the guys. So my arm feels better. My body feels better when I lift. But truthfully, I think a lot of times it's easy for people to not have time. Because you don't, you have kids going to and from places and you're going to work and then you're tired, and fitting that into your schedule is difficult. It is difficult. I mean, I'm fortunate where I go to a baseball stadium every day for my job, and we have a weight room right there, and I can take a shower right there and I'm ready to start my day. And so I know that I'm fortunate in that, and it's easier for me, but I think you have to find your routine. If you go to work, well, is there a gym on the way to and from work or that you can hit for an hour? And, or do you just get outside and walk and walk the dog or do some pushups? Can you buy a pull-up bar and do some pushups and pull-ups? And there's ways to do it.
Yeah.
On a budget. There's ways to do it. You have to find the time, and it has to become important to you and part of your routine. And I think once you do that, then you really feel bad when you don't get your workout in. I know I do. That's how I feel. When I don't get my workout in, I feel sloppy and sluggish and not mentally as sharp. I know that.
Yeah. How do you keep it fun?
Yeah, that's a challenge. You know, you just try different things. I really do like looking on. There's some good stuff on social media. You can just kind of Google Twitter or Instagram. I'm not really good with Instagram, but Twitter, there's some people I follow do some exercise routines, and we have a strength coach with the Nationals that sends me some stuff every now and then. And he's a young guy. He's like 28, 30. And these guys start lifting and I can't even try to keep up with them, but I try to do as best I can. And I start laughing because I know who I am and I do the best I can. I try to push myself, but I also know that sometimes I just can't. I'm not who I used to be.
Yeah. But you know, baseball players didn't, well, you tell me. I'm just as a casual observer, but I'm curious how the training's changed over the years and what that means for you now, because, you know, baseball players 30, 40 years ago were ordinary people. And now you look at them, and a lot of them still are, but, you know, a lot of them are jacked. I don't remember guys being huge until, like, I guess the steroid era maybe, but I don't know. What's the point of that, do you think? Why is the lifting weights so much more a part of athletic performance now than it used to be?
Well, there's a lot more knowledge of training and ways to train. I know in baseball we play, you know, 5 month season, so you've got to maintain some strength. I mean, otherwise you're going to break down. You're not going to have any type of you know, as a hitter, you're not going to have any recovery. You've got to lift and try to maintain. And, you know, we talk a lot about nutrition, obviously, over 5-6 months. If you're going to eat fast food 5 times a week, you're not going to be able to, you know, to compete at the end of the season when you have to play your best baseball. So we truly talk about that. We have, you know, a strength coach at each team that, you know, we get food for the guys and make sure that there's healthy choices. So, you know, lifting, working out, you know, obviously running, you know, and if you want to run fast, you have to practice running fast. And it's not, if you want to throw hard, you got to practice throwing hard. I mean, it's not, these aren't revolutionary things, but you still have to do that. You have to be able to get your sprints in. You have to make sure that you're lifting so that you're maintaining some strength and obviously stretching, maintain your flexibility. Because over the long season, your body's going to break down. You've got to help it recover, rest and lifting and sleep, hydration.
Yeah. Give me 5 things I need to be doing in the gym, you know, and men in their 50s or 60s, or women too, I guess. What's important?
Large muscle groups, for me, is a big deal. Chest, back, legs. I'll tell you what, there's nothing that will get me in a cranky mood more than leg day. I hate it. If you ever see me doing legs, just know I'm miserable. However, I also know that those miserable, those days, though, you have to do them because those large muscle groups, it's for burning calories. I didn't realize that you burn, you know, so much more calories lifting than you do running. So if you're going to, strength training has to be a part of any type of losing weight. If you're trying to lose weight, get lean. I laugh when I hear people say, well, I don't want to get too big. I mean, I think you'll be all right. It's not, it's hard to get really big. It's hard to do that. I think making healthy choices nutritionally is a huge deal. I really do. I think there's ways that some people take diets or use, you know, have diets. They're just, there's no possible way you can be consistent with that over a 2-3 month period. Let's be realistic in your choices, but let's make healthier choices. For you, what does that mean to you? Well, do you snack? Are you a person that snacks up? Well, can you have a healthier snack? Because when you are lifting and you're in an exercise plan, you are hungrier. You need to eat. You have to fuel your body, but let's make better choices with that. And what does that mean to you? That's something that's different for you than it is for me. You have to get sleep. The one thing that I've, with the sleep studies that are out there, it is you have to rest and you have to take to make sure your body is resting. You have to prioritize. Oh, I talk about this with my players. I talk about this with my staff. We have to prioritize sleep because you're not your best self if you're not resting. I saw a thing today. It's like you're 13% when you're tired. Your brain functions at 13% less when you don't get enough sleep. Well, think about that. You have to make decisions in your job. I know for me, I'm making split decisions in a game. And if I'm not rested, then I'm not thinking right. Yeah. And you have to get your mind right too. So those three, find a program that works for you. Sometimes the part that I hate, and I like my mother, my sister, they will go to a gym and they'll feel embarrassed because they're not. And I always think, you know, I would hate to be the kind of person when I'm at the gym where if I see someone that I would look down on them. I hope that there's not people at my gym. Everybody that's at the gym, and I just go to like the Y or whatever's near my my house where I'm living. And the people that I'm around at the gym are always welcoming and warm and always give, you know, look at people that are working out and really want to encourage them. And I know I try to do that I never try to look down on someone because they're not, you know, they don't work out or not in the shape that I'm in, or they're just starting out. I would always try to encourage someone and, you know, try to get over that. I know people do feel that way about joining the gym or going to a gym, but really do try to get through that. Cause most of the people, they're just trying to get themselves in shape and they're really not thinking about you, to tell you the truth. At least that's the way I feel.
No, I agree.
That was four.
Oh no, that's a lot. That's great. You know, the changing values or motivations are really important for this age group, and you know they're going to be more as I just turned 58 right after the wedding. And
where I know, yeah,
yeah, and you're 51.
51. Yep.
And so you know we're still on the low end of all of this, I guess, but. My motivation is different. You know, I used to want to look good in a tight t-shirt, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't mind looking good in a tight t-shirt now. I'm glad that kind of continues to be in effect. But more importantly, I sleep better. I think more clearly. I carry less. I carry all my tension up in here. So if I don't work out, I'm walking around all hunched over and everything. So I'm wondering, how do we communicate to people who are not athletes on a high level like yourself or ordinary kind of weekend jocks like me? How do we tell the vast majority of people, you know, if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, you got to start doing something now?
Yeah, you still have to do something. And it is. And that's one of the reasons why I love when kids are wanting to play multiple sports or whatever. Like I know my children, I have three children and they're older now. I have one's in high school and two in college, but they're doing stuff. And I encourage, like, look, go play intramurals or just do something, because those, you know, being outside and getting your exercise, however it is, it doesn't have to be, you know, a regimented at the gym, you know, Monday, right. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, just, you know, there's a, bundle up and go outside, ride a bike. You know, there's so much that you can do to exercise and to, you know, I guess there's the, I don't have a dog anymore, but you know, walking your dog is there's benefits of all, you know, of having a dog and walking your dog forces you to get outside. And obviously spending time with your dog is always great too. But, there's so many things that you can do and you did them when you were younger, but do that, you know, try to do something. You know, some people don't like impact. So, you know, whether it's swimming or, you know, an exercise bike or whatever, but there's a lot of things that you can do to do something and to keep yourself active.
At the beginning of this, you said something about you can't do the things you used to do. And I often hear people in their 50s and 60s, sometimes even in their 40s, complain about getting older. You know, oh, my back mm-hmm. hurts, or I can't do this, or I can't go out and drink beer all night, or whatever. What's your feeling on aging and aging well? You know, or do you feel like, oh, this sucks, I'm 51, I used to be 24 and in perfect shape and could run the bases and hit the home runs and do all these amazing things and I can't anymore, that sucks? Or do you think, hey, 51, that's awesome? I mean, give me your feelings on that.
Well, isn't that, I feel like I have both of those thoughts. You know, I have at times, you know, yeah, I think there's times when you're like, you know, yeah, you can tell yourself slowing down or I need to rest more when I didn't have to, or I can't do what I used to do or it's sore from, you know, standing all day, whatever it may be. Yeah. I think we all feel those things that you're like, man, well, I didn't used to have those. But I also know that that's just kind of what happens, you know, and it's, I wouldn't say it's okay. I don't have a problem with not being the person I was, you know, 25 years ago. There's sometimes I wish I was, don't get me wrong. I wish I had more hair sometimes, but hey, you know, what are you going to do? You know? And, I just tried to, I enjoy exercise. I know that the best me is someone who's working out regularly. Cause that it forces my, I feel like I make better nutrition choices when I'm working out, I get better rest. And that's the best me. In order for me to be the best version of myself, I have to make those choices. And I have to find a way. So in spring training, when we have to be at the field at 6:30 and we have a 7 o'clock staff meeting, I got to find a way to get my workout in either before that or after the day is over when I'm exhausted. So I got to make my choices as to how I'm going to do that. Yeah. Cause it's hard, you know, it's hard. You get up at 5 and then you start your day then, but then you got to go to bed at you know, 8:30 so you can get your sleep. So you start working backwards, or do you go back from the day? And we have the hotel where I stay in spring training is, it's a really cool walking path right on the Intercoastal Waterway in West Palm. So I walk around there each night. I try to get a walk, you know, a walk in and then I try to get a lift in at the hotel. It was hard with COVID because you had to make a reservation to lift. You can only lift with one other person in there, but no. So you have to make choices that are hard sometimes. How do you do that? You know, so that you're, and for me, I need to have energy for my day because I'm out on the field with the players and doing things and I have to have energy. And then, you know, at 51, I recognize that I slow down a little bit more. So I need to, you know, whether it's take a nap or sit down or get my cup of coffee, maybe have that afternoon cup of coffee, which carries me through. So.
So back to baseball, then what's, you mentioned spring training in West Palm Beach. What's the next few months look like for you work-wise?
Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Hey, are you a fitness professional trying to grow your business with people over 50? If you are, then you need to know how to communicate with them, how to market to them, and how to get them to know you, like you, and trust you with their fitness and their money. We're talking about the baby boomers and more. People who are a little older and a little younger are still in this demographic slice that I'm talking about. People who are older than the typical client or prospect that gyms and studios go for, they have more time, more money, and better motivation to become excellent long-term fitness clients for gyms, studios, and trainers. Prime Fit Content is the only content marketing company designed specifically to help you engage people in this group and to distinguish yourself from competitors in your community. It's effective, it's easy to use, and it's super affordable. Check it out at primefitcontent.com. That's prime, like prime of your life, fit content, primefitcontent.com. Back to the show.
Yeah, I don't do much. This is the time of year you kind of recharge and you think about things that went right during the season, think about things that went wrong, think about things you're going to do differently. And, you know, we've had some staff changes. So I get to know my staff when they get hired. I think there's some people that they need to hire for the staff. And yeah, just kind of recharge, get ready for spring training again, mid-February. I get some workouts in now. I enjoy, you know, just kind of getting my cup of coffee in the morning and go and get my workout in. And then when my daughter comes home from school, or I went and saw my son yesterday and watched him. And so, yeah, it's all good. I watched him play. He plays at the University of Maryland. So, yeah, just I try to just be a good dad right now and get ready for next season, really.
And you show up at spring training looking fit and lean and mean, and the kids, the 20-something-year-old players look at you and say, "Damn, coach."
I don't know if they do that anymore, but no, it is good to see. You definitely have to, I think everyone has to show up in spring training in shape. So the staff, the players, it's always a big deal. Cause then they say, "What'd you do all year? Did you just sit home and eat and drink and that kind of thing?" So, Yeah. But the holidays are always great. I get my money's worth, eating wise on and the Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the Christmas stuff. I love going on all the, I don't get cheated with food, during those times.
Oh, I hear you. I love it.
But I get my workouts in and I try to anyway. That's fun.
Good for you. Hey, the parade is tomorrow. We're going to have a parade.
Tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Going to try to go myself. I've got to work in the morning, so I'm not sure I can manage the time off. But
I just saw a thing that came out that they sent an email to Gwinnett County Schools that they understand that a lot of kids are going to be missing school, so they've canceled. Is that true?
I've heard that they've canceled schools all across the metro Atlanta for this, which seems, I don't know, it seems kind of excessive. I mean, they're going to do some of the parade down in downtown Atlanta and some of it up in Cobb County by the stadium. But, you know, I don't know. Everybody's excited. People want to participate. If they, you know, if they need an excuse to give the kids a day off, that's okay, I guess.
Yeah, what a cool time. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is. They interviewed Dansby Swanson, the Braves shortstop, after the game. And I think the interviewer said, "Dansby, you were 1 year old the last time Atlanta won the World Series. And here's this
full
grown man who just won a World Series." That's a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as an aside, one of my mentors in baseball, he was my manager when I was a player. In with the Mets, he was a manager, and I've remained close with him, and I could not be more happy for him as your third base coach is a guy named Ron Washington. Mm-hmm. And he is a true baseball man, but he's just such a great person to me. He's made such an impact in my life as my manager. And then as I've been in coaching, and he obviously has been in coaching as well, but it's his first ring. I think they said he's been in baseball for 51 years. And this is his first World Series ring.
So give me the prediction for next year.
Nationals. I got to stay with who I work for now. Come on.
I was trying. I had to give it a try.
Come on. Come on. I can be happy for the people that I know with the Braves, but I got to root for us starting next year, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Chip Keister, yeah. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, it was great to have a conversation about that. It's not something that I think about much, but it was great to thanks for asking me some of those questions, making me think about it.
Well, you bet. Thanks for sharing the time. You have a great day.
You too, Jay. Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
Now it's time for three things I like this week. Number one, Bombas socks. The folks behind this company realized that the number one most requested item at homeless shelters is socks. So for every pair they sell, they donate a pair as well. And now they've packaged up some cool gift offerings for the season. So you can go to bombas.com, that's bombas.com, and order some. You'll be doing something nice for someone on your gift list and for someone you'll probably never meet. Number two, the celebration roast from the folks at Field Roast. Now, I have to say that I haven't tried this yet, but I'm looking forward to it for Thanksgiving based on how much I've enjoyed some of their other products. It's going to make a fine vegan addition to the family feast with 230 calories a serving and 22 grams of protein. It's plant-based, dairy-free, and meat-free, made with vital wheat gluten, and it comes with stuffing and mushroom gravy. Check it out at fieldroast.com. Number three, the Grump Tree makes an initially amusing but ultimately beautiful hostess gift for the holiday season. It's a lemon cypress about a foot tall that comes wrapped up to look like something out of the Grinch TV show. But the fast-growing plant returns to its upright form when you plant it, and it can actually grow to 30 feet tall. It's available in Trader Joe's stores and online at Amazon.com. Okay, that's it for this Thanksgiving week. If you missed last week's episode, go back and check it out. It's my conversation with Susan Puckett, a cookbook author, food journalist, and friend of mine who is providing recipes now for Prime Fit content subscribers. Till next time, have a great day. And for those in the U.S., enjoy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Optimal Aging Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Croft, and I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, I hope you'll subscribe, tell a friend, and write a review. All of that helps us grow our audience. I also hope you'll share any comments you have with me in an email or on social media, including suggestions for people I should interview or topics I should cover. You can learn more about me and my content business at primefitcontent.com. You can send me an email at j@primefitcontent.com. That's J-J-A-Y at primefitcontent.com. I'm also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So find me anywhere you like and be in touch. And again, thanks for listening. Join us next time.